I have a book here in my sweaty little hand. It is called Rediscover Jesus. And I hope that every household here has this already. We ordered them in English. We ordered them in Spanish. I think we have a few of the Spanish ones left. We have had to reorder the English. We're asking for about a $2 donation, if you can, to pick up this book and for you and your household to use it during the season of Lent. And each week, each Sunday in Lent, all the clergy are going to preach using some of the ideas from this book. So tonight, I guess my job is to introduce you to the book a little bit. This is sort of a parish-wide book study for the season of Lent. Father Mario came upon this book, and he said he wanted everybody in the parish to read it. And since it has 40 chapters of about 2 pages each, it is perfect for the Lenten season. If you need a Spanish one, you can pick it up at the welcome desk. If you need an English one, hang on. We'll have a second shipment here in about 3 days. Rediscover Jesus. First, let me tell you a little bit about the author. His name is Matthew Kelly, and he has dedicated his life to helping people and organizations become the very best version of themselves. He wants to make groups and individuals the best that they can be. He was born in Sydney, Australia, and he has spoken already to over 4 million people in 50 countries. So he has a very wide following. He is the founder of an organization called the Dynamic Catholic Institute. It's based in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's a nonprofit organization, and their mission is to re-energize the Catholic faith and the Catholic Church in America. And if that doesn't fit what we have been talking about concerning the new evangelization, I don't know what does. He wants to inspire people to rediscover the genius of their faith, of Catholicism. He's also a senior partner at the Floyd Consulting Firm. It's a management consulting firm out of Chicago. He has a lovely wife, and he has 3 children. He is a layman. So that's a little bit about him. As I said, 40 chapters. Now that sounds daunting, except the chapters are a page, 2 pages, 2.5 pages at the most. Perfect for one day of reading every day, except on Sundays, of course, because Sunday's a feast day, and we don't count those during Lent. But the 40 days of Lent, recognizing that everybody in the congregation has been asked to do the same thing. What I want to do is introduce you very quickly to about 3 quick chapters. He says, God is a God of new beginnings. These young people who are going to come up in just a minute, as we prepare them for the rite of election, as they prepare towards Easter, a new beginning. At Easter Vigil, we'll all reaffirm our Catholic faith. A new beginning. Our God is a God of new beginnings. So in the first chapter on page 22, when he talks about how do we get to know Jesus. Let me read just a little piece. Consider this. How would you describe Jesus to someone who knows nothing about him? You'd probably tell the story. But how well do you know the story of Jesus Christ? It is the most powerful story ever told. But it loses its power when we take it for granted. It loses its power when we become so familiar with it that we stop hearing it as a part of our own story as well. When we remove ourselves from the story of Jesus Christ, we become immune to the life-changing message of the gospel, and in time we become slaves to the world. It is time to rediscover Jesus. See how easily he reads? He's a wonderful, wonderful writer. In another chapter, to rediscover anything is a beautiful thing. Let me read just another little bit. To rediscover anything is a beautiful thing. And for us as Catholic Christians, especially during Lent, it is time to rediscover Jesus. Not just for our own sake, but for our children and for their children and for the sake of our local Catholic communities, for the society at large, and for all humanity. Not exactly the same words, but exactly the same sentiment that our Holy Father has been preaching these 3 years of his pontificate. Then we go to one more chapter. And this is a chapter that is entitled The Jesus Question. And I want to read, this one's just a little bit longer, but it's still manageable. He writes, "Several years ago, I was in Israel with a group of pilgrims walking where Jesus walked. On the second day of our trip, we found ourselves at the ruins in Caesarea Philippi. Our guide's name was Nadal. He was learned and wise. He knew the region and the history, but you could also tell for him it was personal. His teaching on that day entranced me. He brought the following story from Matthew's gospel to life, and I have been pondering it new ever since. Jesus was walking with his disciples in the district of Caesarea Philippi when he asked them two questions. The first question was, 'Who do people say that I am?' The disciples replied, 'Well, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets.' The second question Jesus asked was, 'But who do you say that I am?' This is the Jesus question. Who do you say that Jesus is?" That's why we're asking everybody to get the book. If you can't afford the $2, we'll give you one for free, one for every household, to read each of the chapters a day. And each weekend, we'll talk about 8 of the chapters so that we can finish it by the time we get to Palm Sunday. I want to close with one more story. And it comes very, very early in the book. He tells a story about a man named Paul, not Saint Paul, but a man named Paul. And he had been in the biggest business meeting of his life in New York City. It had gone very well. He couldn't wait to get back home to tell his wife and to tell his boss. As he rushed out of the Brooklyn office building with the rest of the team from his company, they noticed a vacant cab, something that is a rare sight at rush hour in New York. Eager to get to the airport to catch their flight home, they bolted towards the cab, yelling to get the cab driver's attention. But as they made their way across the sidewalk, they inadvertently knocked over a small produce stand. The rest of the team seemed oblivious, but Paul stopped, turned around to go back. From beside the taxi, the others called out to him, "Come on, come on, you're going to miss your flight. Go ahead without me." He made his way back across the street towards the sidewalk, which was now covered in produce. At that moment, he realized that the woman who had been behind the little produce stand, well, she was blind. She was just standing there crying softly with tears running down her face. "It's okay. It's okay," he said. And he got down on his hands and knees in his best suit and began picking up the fruit and the vegetables. There were 100 people passing in each direction. Not one other person stopped. They just kept on going. When the fruit was all back up on the stand, Paul began to organize it neatly, setting aside anything that might have been spoiled or bruised. Then he turned to the woman and said, "Are you okay?" And she nodded through her tears. Then he reached into his billfold and took out some money, and he passed it to the woman, saying, "This money should cover the fruit that has been damaged." With that, Paul turned and began to walk away. "Mister," the woman called after him. Paul paused and turned around. "Are you Jesus?" "Oh, no," he replied. The woman nodded and continued, "I only asked because I prayed for Jesus to help me as I heard all my fruits and vegetables falling all over the sidewalk." Paul turned to leave again, only now it was his time to have his eyes filled with tears. For a long time, he just wandered around looking for a taxi. After finally finding one, he sat in bumper-to-bumper traffic all the way out to LaGuardia. He had missed his flight, and because it was Friday night, all the other flights were full. So Paul ended up spending the night in a hotel by the airport. This gave him time to think. He couldn't get one question out of his head. When was the last time someone confused you with Jesus? So to close, I want to ask you a question. If you lived in a world where everyone around you was blind, would anyone confuse you with Jesus? Yes, indeed, during this season of Lent, it is time for us to rediscover Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.